Good afternoon, everybody. It is the 13th day of February, Monday, 2012, and it is 3 minutes after the hour. I'm going to open up a work session for the purpose of introducing a measure. And
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution 2. No.
I believe we're in work session for introduction.
Introduction, that's correct.
My apologies, Mr. Co-Chair. The lavender sheet instead. Mr. Co-Chair, I move that LC 308, dated February 9th, 2012, be introduced as a committee bill.
Members, our Co-Chair Kotek moves that LC 308, dated 2/9/2012, be introduced as a committee bill. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. We'll close the work session there, and we are going to open up a work session for the purpose of moving SCR 207 in time to be scheduled on the House floor this coming Wednesday.
So, chairs and members of the committee, SCR 207A had its hearing, first public hearing on the House side. It honors Gail Louise Achterman, who was born in 1949 and just passed away. She was born in Salem, Oregon, August 1st, 1949, passed away on January 28, 2012. She graduated from Stanford University with an AB in economics and an MS in natural resources policy and management, and from the University of Michigan with a law degree. She had a long history of public service throughout her lifetime, serving as the governor's natural resource advisor, a member and then chair of the Oregon Transportation Commission, the first director of the Institute of Natural Resources, and the executive director of the Deschutes Resources Conservancy. Her love of the natural world, particularly the Willamette Valley, was well known. She was married to Charles McGinnis and had two stepsons, Daniel and Ryan. Senate Concurrent Resolution 207A honors Ms. Achterman.
Okay.
Don't we have to have it here?
You don't have a list. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to? Okay, so apparently not.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Obviously, we'll go right over here.
I just wanted to make a comment. I mostly got to work with Gail later, probably in her career at the OTC, is where our paths crossed more. And she was great to work with. I'm sure I was a thorn in her side as we were talking about greenhouse gases and MPOs and you name it for quite a while. And she's much too practical to get flustered and angry. She just, you know, went smoothly through it and pretty much got what she wanted, despite my concerns. But it was great to work with her. She's been great for Oregon, and I really appreciate having that opportunity.
Thanks for sharing that. See, Representative Garrett.
Really a technical question, and I'm sorry to bring it up, but we don't have this scheduled for a hearing. Are we allowed to proceed directly to a work session on this?
We can, because it's already been heard, and now we're able to move forward within an hour.
By us?
In the Senate.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, I actually know Gail Achterman going back to middle school. We graduated from high school together. She was the smartest person in the class, always. I look at her academic scholarship and accomplishments, and I'm impressed but not surprised, shall we say, because she was always brilliant and hardworking. And then I had, over the years, sort of contact here, there, and everywhere. And then when I was working on transportation issues, I had a significant opportunity to get reacquainted and understand how much she has contributed to our state. And I think we're going to miss her terribly. I think this memorial is very appropriate at this time to speak to someone who really has been a huge contributor and someone who we're going to miss tremendously. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anyone else?
And if I could just clarify the record,
yes.
For the record, we went straight to work session today because this resolution did have its hearing on the Senate side, and we are moving straight to a work session within short notice for the purpose of trying to advance the resolution to the floor for some timing with the Oregon Transportation Commission, who will be available in the gallery on Wednesday. So we really do appreciate everyone's indulgence of moving this rather quickly, but We thought that seemed warranted, so thank you.
Thank you, Representative Co-Chair, for sharing that. And with that, Representative...
Mr. Co-Chair, Co-Chair Olson, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution 207 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Co-Chair Kotek moves Senate Concurrent Resolution 207 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. It's my understanding that Representative Tobias Reed will carry the bill. Okay.
Ms. Ackerman was his constituent.
Okay, very good. Okay, with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you, colleague.
I just learned something.